Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. We're the comedy duo
I was looking at the banner, and then when your face came on, it was all made me laugh. Like, oh, what do you got to be so happy about? I want to
Yeah.
know what's happening.
It's today. It's now. It's
It's now.
what
I've got glitches going on over here.
Uh-oh.
Glitching. I'm telling you what. Okay, so you might hear two voices because I'm going to try and refresh our other page so I
Okay.
can see everybody's post. It's being
What
real.
do you
Oh,
got to
there we
be
go.
so happy?
Okay, so we got Linda and we got Judy so far in Australia, ladies. Hello, hello. And where's Texas? You guys have fallen behind. Get your Texas butts in
Oh,
here.
Texas, they're like, hey, you weren't here last week, so hey, we're going to take our time. And, hey, Tracy was doing
Was
something really,
teaching.
she was teaching. So,
And we're gonna miss next week because of Thanksgiving, and then there's a week where I'm gonna be gone in Florida for the Jupiter event, and then there's Christmas, and then
there's
so.
another one teaching in December too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, there's another teaching in December. So you guys enjoy us while you have us, because December is gonna be slim pickings, right? There's Texas. Texas made it. Okay, and then we got Cindy and Don and Donna and Judy and Linda in there. So we could get it chatting up, ladies. We got England. Anybody else? New Jersey. Woo-hoo. They say New Jersey. So we've had 2 weeks to have extraordinary things happen.
Absolutely. So tell me about it.
You know how I get into, it's like little things can turn into big things, right? For instance, I thought, I need to touch some things up here in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
So then everything got taken down, and now all the things are being revamped. And then I had a contractor come in and look at our electrical, and then I was like, would you charge to do a floor? And he's like, well, what floor do you want done? I'm like, well, that one over there. I said, he goes, well, when do you want it done? And I said, well, like yesterday, but before Thanksgiving would be awesome. And he goes, I could probably do that next week. I'd probably get that done for you before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Done. So making some progress today, but not without a little bit of this in between. I ordered a dumpster so we could throw the old carpet into the dumpster, and I ordered 4 cubic yards, and they show up with a little 2 cubic yard one. And here's the thing, I didn't tell the kids what size I ordered, so when the dumpster showed up, I'm at the office and they're all filling the dumpster. So
Oh,
I
so
get
you
home
gotta
and I'm
go
like,
with
that's not the right dumpster, and I already paid for it. And so then
Oh.
I'm trying to get a hold of the dumpster people. And so I left a message, you guys brought the wrong dumpster. I think my kids may have already filled it. Help me out with some solutions here because we need the bigger dumpster because some of the items are big. Their solution was to dump the one that we filled up.
And bring it back.
Was their solution? We're making it work. It's gonna
Yeah.
it'll be fine. But yeah. Oh, let's see. Kitchen. Your kitchen is being recreated like new earth. Yeah. Ooh, very nice.
And they always say the kitchen is the heart of the home. There's
Yeah.
probably something
So
there,
the
yeah.
kitchen, the living room, the dining room, all of these living
The central rooms.
revamping. Yeah. So I'm excited because I've wanted to get rid of carpet for a very long time, especially with pets. Carpet's a little harder. So we're
Yeah,
gonna.
my carpets did really well. They were always looking like new until I got Rocket.
I knew where it was going. Yep.
And I just kind of went, you know what?
Yep. And it's just like it's pets and carpet. They don't mix. They
No.
just don't. So we're getting some wood laminate down, and that's gonna be exciting. I'm excited for that.
Yes.
So projects. This weekend is projects. That's what I got going. Manifesting projects being complete by Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are actually lucky you won't see me on the Friday after Thanksgiving because it looks something like this.
And why is that?
Because I'll be like, I got to get this done.
Oh, okay.
Because you missed
Thanksgiving, not all Thanksgivings, not the Friday.
No. Okay. Well, maybe all Thanksgivings. I don't know. It seems like every November I seem to pick up projects.
You just
did this last year too.
That's
I don't know
time.
If you remember. I replaced the floor in the family room. That was last year.
It's a pattern going on here.
I didn't notice it till today. And I was like, I think that was a year ago that I did the floor.
Okay. So those of you that are into astrology, what, and I don't understand the houses or anything, but does that mean that some planet goes into a house or something like that, probably in November every year for her, and which is this house of revamping?
Yeah, redo your house, floors, foundation, you know, things you stand on, support. I don't know, but it was last year, November.
Wow.
I was doing the floors because I remember it being the Thanksgiving weekend that I decided, oh, I have 4 days off here. I'll redo the floor.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
And I like, I still look at the floor that I did. And even though towards the end, I was really hating that floor because my back hurts so bad from bending over doing tiles that, I was ready to be done with that floor, but to this day, I'll look at that floor and go, I did that. And I'm pretty proud of it.
I did that. So, I did yeah, that. It should be.
That happened. So, and then I said, and you know what? Now I know what it's like to do a floor. And now I know I'd rather pay someone else to do it. And now I'm
absolutely.
But I did take on some of the chores to, you know, minimize costs. We're ripping out the carpet and pulling all the stuff and getting the surface ready for them to come in and lay the floor. So that does minimize some of the cost.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
thank
cool.
You, kids. Merry Christmas. I got you each a carpenter knife. And I'm going to let you go in that room and I'm going to let you cut that carpet up. Isn't that going
to
be fun?
Absolutely. I mean, kids love to destroy things. They love to tear things up. So that was probably a wonderful gift.
Yeah, it's going to be phenomenal. Tomorrow is Rip the Carpet Up Day. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, as a family, it's a family project. You'll be supervising.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually, the part I'm not looking forward to is relocating furniture. Ripping up things, I'm okay with that, but it's where are we going to put everything while we're doing that? And all of that was going on why I had scraped off. So I did a refinishing on my countertops, right? Like a countertop paint kit that you seal. And over the few years, it started to kind of peel away in different spots. So I said, okay, it's time to redo the countertop. So I was taking off all loose, you know, scraping paint and doing all the things and so I could resurface that. So I'm in the middle of that when this guy comes over to check the electrical and then tells me he can do the floor. So what happens to this lady? Squirrel? Floor? I'm going to go look at that stuff. Literally looking at that stuff, I go downstairs and go in the kitchen and went, oh my God, I totally forgot I'm working on the kitchen. Like it was that bad. So I put all the floor stuff aside, finished, and got my first coat of paint on the counters. But I don't know if you guys have ever done this. It's kind of a fun kit. You can order it online or go to like a do-it-yourself store. And it's got the foundation paint or the primer paint. And it's probably easier to do it on the laminate countertops, and I have tile, but it did work on tile, but that's why it doesn't last as long, because over time if you set something hot on it or whatever, then it kind of it separates it from the surface. So that's our bad for not using hot pads, but it's kind of fun because you can revamp your kitchen, you know. So there you have it.
Cool.
Do it yourself. Go get you getting tired of kitchen countertops? If you don't have something fancy on them, I have white tile. Meh. So, I revamped them. Anyway, so what have you been up to? It's been 2 weeks. What are you doing?
Yeah, work is always there, but that's so that's we'll push that over here. But just interesting how it's like taking new. I know there's something here, and I was like, okay, how am I going to make what's been happening into something we can talk about? Nothing dramatic or anything, but how like what you're talking about, there's stuff in there. There are lessons, or there are things we're learning, or there's messages in there, for us. And that's kind of like, I've been learning more about, I'm always love, 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 always learning more about manifesting and how that all works. And, and how we so innocently create drama and chaos and all these things, and it just come, we're like, oh, I don't know what is happening and stuff. And so I just love to keep reading, and I'm studying more and kind of taking it different directions and stuff. And it's always just so enlightening when I get more information that comes from unlikely sources, which is, well, it may not be unlikely, but unexpected sources, that just reminds me, it's all simple. And this is, it's nothing, we do this so innocently, like I said, we get caught in these little trains, these little, oh, okay, this is how it's supposed to be. And it's like, no, the natural way is not chaos and drama. The natural way is smooth and flowing and calm. And one thing that was said, it was like there was a statement, and it was like, and it just reminded me, because I've read this and I know this so many times, but sometimes you just need a reminder, and it was just reminding again about, if you're in a situation, whatever it is, and it's like, so many times we try to fight the situation to get out of it, it's like, and it was like reminding, yeah, as long as you keep trying to run away from it, it's going to keep chasing you. As long as you keep fighting it, in other words, resisting. But that's then it will persist. It will keep on because it's a matter of flowing with it. And it was like, and reminding that that's one of the universal laws is non-resistance. And so that's where you must shift that resisting. So you've got to catch yourself when you are resisting, because that's when you are creating all of this stuff. It's just because you're resisting. If you'll just let go, stop resisting, then it flows, and it just flows beautifully. And then another piece. So that was the first one, and then the other one was, if you've got something that keeps coming in, again, it's going to persist as long as you haven't figured that part out about not resisting it. And so, as soon as it's like, if you're wondering where you are with something, because how we have things cycle back through, cycle back through, cycle back through. And it's like, we want to see, I know we create those. I mean, we are creating them. And I think on a level, we're creating them to see where we are with the situation. It's like a test. I don't like to use the word test, but it's kind of like for
It's
us.
showing us where we're at.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so.
What kind of, yeah, just I'm going to say progress, but that's not even a good word, because that almost indicates, oh, so you got to do this. And there's nothing like that. It's not
Like an
expected
expected.
things, or, it's like what you want to do with it, what growth you want to have, or what outcomes you want to have. So when you have these things cycle, it's to see where you are with that. And it's as long as it's creating an emotional response, there's still something there, which we've talked about so many times. And that's what they were saying, as soon as you do not have an emotional reaction, because this is where I've felt it sometimes teetering. It's like, or wait, maybe I should start with that next. It's like that emotional part, but it's like, as soon as you do not have an emotional reaction when it happens, when something like that happens, then it's done, and you will see it completely disappear from your life. And it was like, yeah, that's always good to be reminded of, because sometimes we get caught in this thing of, I need to just fight because this is never going to go away if I don't, I got to do my thing here. But there's another thing that I think it's come up. People have asked before. It's like, so are we supposed to be just emotionless beings? It's like no emotions. And that's not what that's indicating. It's, we have emotions for a reason. We came here to feel and to experience things, and that's what helps us do that. But it's And that's what helps us know where we're at. See, it's that zinger we get, you know, whatever, that reaction. It's when that no longer pushes your button for an emotional reaction. That's how you know where you are with that incident or that event. So that's, I think,
and
what's
it's
important.
It's exciting. And I had a conversation just like that. Because it is exciting to actually think about, okay, this is showing me where I'm at with this. Mm-hmm. This is showing me that I'm still reacting to this,
yes.
still needs to heal. Mm-hmm. But the cool part is once, and I compared it to a video game because it's the easiest analogy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to a new level on a video game, the old level isn't still there. You're in a new level. You're in a new scene. You're in a new environment doing a new challenge, right? So when we raise up out of that cycle that we're in, when we finally get it, then it doesn't have to be mirrored to us anymore. We're not seeing it anymore. So in the conversation we were talking about, I think it was more political and the drudgery of what the planet and the densities and all the things. It's like, well, when you get what you were supposed to get from that mirror,
yeah,
and you finally get to your aha moment around that, and you pass that level, if you want to look at it that way. And then when you're in a new level, that's no longer your mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're starting to see something different in the world.
Right.
And you're going to have a different experience. And so it doesn't mean you're ignoring that thing anymore. That thing was there to show you something, not the other way around.
Yeah. And something, here's a significant difference too. I mean, it's not like, okay, something happens. It's not like, okay, I have to fight this resistance, this urge to have an emotional reaction. I have to fight it. I have to fight it. It's not like that. You know, if you're fighting it, that means you're still having a reaction. What will happen is you just feel nothing. It's like, it's a nothingness to you. That's where you will go to eventually, is like, it doesn't exist here anymore. That reaction. And because that reaction no longer exists, then the event no longer needs to exist. It's just not there. And that's why it can disappear. And if it's a person, whatever, they might just move out of your life, or the whole relationship will shift. Something will change dramatically about it. It will no longer be the situation that it was before. You said Judy's in the chat. She and I were chatting through the SoulSpeak community, and she had a really interesting story. And there was something in there about, you know, like, you know, something, you have something happen, you know, and it gets healed. You know, because we figure out what it's all about and it goes away. But then the, like, maybe pain or something like that starts coming back, and we're analyzing that as to why that happens. And we're talking about how sometimes it's a habit. We, you know, it's like we're used to having a pain, you know, we're used to having something in there, and or it's a habit, or it's a what was the other word, Judy?
Judy, jump in here.
Yeah. There were like two, it's a habit or a memory. It's a memory, you know, of it. And so, and something that I'm told many times when we do our group work, when I'm working with people, it's like, okay, it's gone. They can feel it's gone. And then they will tell me, yeah, but don't go looking for it. Don't look for it, because that's that tendency. It's like, oh, is it still there? Is it still there? See, that you're looking for it. It's like, just know you're done. And see, and that's kind of all of this. We're saying the same thing. It's, if you're used to a reaction, or you're used to a situation being the way it was, but now it's shifted and it's different, don't go back looking for it, because see, then you put yourself back in that place with the same emotions. And when you do that, you're right back there. So that was what you just learned, was how to move beyond that. So let yourself proceed. Keep going.
Absolutely.
Forward.
Yeah. And it's great. So I'm going to read, Linda wrote in the chat, oh, Julie, I really needed to hear that regarding reacting and not accepting and letting it flow after something that presented this week, super helpful. So,
oh, wonderful. Cool.
Yeah. Good confirmation. And okay. I love the analogy about up-leveling like a video game. Thank you.
Yeah.
It really is like that. And or in my reality, it's really like that. I should
say. Well, that's how they showed it to me. It was like, And I don't play those games, but I know just enough to know, okay, you go up levels and you get talents, you get abilities, and then you work your way through different obstacles, different challenges, things like that. And then when you get to the end of that level, you move to the next level, and it'd be more challenging. It'll have more things available to you. But as you start understanding and working with it, I know that about it, but I don't know how to do them. They make me terribly nervous to actually play them. But it does.
But you know, when you finish a level, you don't go back and do that level again. You're finished.
Right.
It's
Now, yeah, exactly. As long as you keep going. But what happens when you die? Do you start over again?
Well, yeah, that would be like repeating the cycle, right? You didn't learn
Yeah.
it, so now you got to repeat it.
You gotta
Or if
go.
you stop the game, a lot of times it saves you where you were at, and then you can
Okay.
resume.
Well, there you
So
go.
if there's
Yeah.
a timeout, maybe you get to take a vacation from learning, whatever. But you know, there's so many things that can be analyzed like a video game in our life. And
Yeah.
it's not to downplay life. I mean, our experiences are amazing. We get to experience all the emotions and feelings and flavors and textures and heat and cold and
Yeah.
yeah, just so
Absolutely.
many things we're doing in this planet that we maybe don't get to do if we don't have a physical body. Or
Right.
you know, there's people that have gone in sessions where they remember being on a planet with a physical body, but they had no emotions.
I was just gonna say the
What they
emotion.
had to do,
Yeah, this is supposed
yeah.
to be the greatest, I think the greatest number, but definitely the widest swings of emotion. It was like most, I can't remember how the words were, but yeah, it's such a variety, more variety. Some planets or some areas have three emotions, maybe. And how many do we have? I mean, and what they
All
said
of
what they were amazed at us is how we can jump from one emotion to another, just like that. In 1 minute, we can maybe have six emotions or more. It's like,
yeah,
and we
and that's
do.
what
You
yeah.
jump very. You can swing really fast from one to another.
Right.
That's a unique thing just for here, and that's why we came here, was so we can learn emotions. And what we just, look what we learn with emotions. They're wonderful gauges for us, barometers, Geiger counters, what do you call them?
May not like them all, but they're all telling us something.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
Yeah, so fun. And you know, it's a good reminder for all of us to remember our words are so powerful, right? And when we look at something, I know you have had this experience too. Spirit reminds us how simple things are. It's simple, it's easy. But we complicate it because we think it needs to be hard. And so we throw all these obstacles in the way to make it harder. And we do it subconsciously. We're not purposely doing that.
Right.
But we're taught that life is hard. That's a learned behavior. Life actually is easy.
Right.
You know, we know what we need to do to survive, but we're, you know, then we have these other drives and things that we want to do. And so we throw a bunch of things in the path.
Well, and I think too, we're at a place. I think maybe, I don't know, beyond, pre in other lives or whatever, before all, we had, it was in 80, in the 80s that something happened. I can't remember what I see. Don't talk metaphysical terms to me. That doesn't, I don't remember all those things that happened. And this is when this created and blah. I just know something happened back there. And I know that, and then,
My mind, I'm going Mount St. Helens blue. That was in my area.
yeah, somebody will know what I'm talking about, but it's like when a major shift, it was like the first one. And then after that, I'm trying to remember, it was in the 90s or in the maybe the early 2000s. That was when they showed me, they were like, karma's done. It doesn't exist anymore. We wiped it off. And now it's up to you to get off the wheel. You just have to step off. And anything that looks like karma is just, they were back to the habit, the memory. You're just playing out these things because you're used to doing it.
Yeah.
And so, see, things shifted at that point. And that's where I'm wondering if now, with these changes, if, I think before maybe we did go through these things, we were learning, but that was all getting us here to where we are, to where it can be, just You know, because I think sometimes it's like, oh, well, these have to be learning lives. We're here to learn, right? Why, what's good about skating through? And I think we're at a place where we can skate now.
But maybe it's a playground, guys. You got it wrong. It's a playground, not play. So.
Or maybe it's like, you know, when you understand the game, you can play it differently. You know, yeah, it may have some challenges, it may have some this, but you know how to maneuver and how to work with it and dance with it even. So it doesn't seem like a challenge and a difficult thing.
Well, and you know, it's to not be too attached to the outcome, not be too attached to what's going on, right? So when things are happening, like, you know, you don't get the right dumpster.
Really, you know,
I was very reactive. And then I'm like, what am I doing? It's all gonna be okay. You know,
yeah,
and
two
not
little
when
ones are the same as one big one. It's
Yeah, not when you have a big item to put in them, though.
true.
But you know what? We shifted what we did with the big item, tore it down a little bit, put part of it in there, and the rest of it was made of wood so it can go into a burn pile.
There you go.
Actually, it made less garbage for the
Okay.
landfills. You're
Yeah.
welcome. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's so cool to purge the house and get rid of things that. You know, it's like, oh, we held on to that because we thought we were going to use it, and then we never did. And then it got buried, and then it got kind of cluttered, and then it got kind of like, let's get rid of it. You know, it's like time to move some things out, and it just always feels so good. But man, I don't know about you, but when you start getting into all those little storage areas that you had, put a bunch of stuff away, thinking you're going to get back to it, and it's like, where does all this come from? And to simplify and get rid of.
Why do I have
Clutter and
all this
yeah, I think I already told you guys about when I found the box with all my high school paraphernalia in it, and I literally picked up this shirt that was like "Thanks, Braves," and it had mouse holes in it. You would think that would be enough to go, "Ooh, that's gross," and throw that away, right? I'm like, "Oh, I remember this," and I go like this, put it back in the box. Looking at me, and they're like, "What are you doing?" I said, "What?" And they go, tell us you're not keeping that.
There's memories.
But they're memories. And they said, and how often do you go look at those? Like every time we go through boxes to throw things out, that's the only time you actually look at those. And that has mouse holes in it. Something lived in that memory and made a
Made a
bad
wonderful home for something.
was like, you know what? You're right. I never go through the boxes, and what am I going to do with that stuff anyways? It's not like I'm displaying it anywhere. And so I say goodbye to a lot of things that, like, three boxes worth of stuff that over the years I had held on to.
I've got to do that.
Go. Yeah. Yeah. There was like three people in my class that I'm probably still in contact with. And I was like, I'll keep your pictures, but I don't even know where the rest of you guys are. No. Because back when I was in high school, you know, no digital cameras. Everybody got those little wallet size things and everybody traded wallets. And so I had all these little wallets of all these classmates. And guess what else? All of those cute little pictures are also in my yearbook. I don't need them.
True,
Why do
except they
I have
probably had
these?
messages on the back.
Oh, I think they just signed their name. I don't even
Oh,
think
okay.
just
See if you
yes.
remember who they were.
Yeah.
That was
And
a good
I'm probably the
idea.
one that wrote their name on there, to tell you the truth. So, yeah. Anyways, sorry if you're a classmate and you're listening, unless you're Chris, because Chris knows that I'm still holding on to her little picture. Anyways,
Oh my goodness.
so many fun things. All right, let's see. Decluttering. Oh my God, decluttering. Yep, that's it. Understanding life. Tongue is a weapon. We're just going back through our conversation. It is cold in Canada, just FYI. That's, yeah. Okay. So, you guys, what do you
It's
want
cold
us
in
to talk about?
Arkansas too.
It's cold here. It's
We've
like,
had three, I have to know, three snows in the last
well,
week.
we haven't had snow, but I had to defrost my pickup the other morning. And yeah. So, I was like, is it that cold already?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We want to know. We got, you know, we're halfway through. We could keep yammering on, but is there something you guys want to know about? Otherwise, I'm going to tell another story. I don't know. I don't have another story. I'd have to make it up.
That might be good. Make up a story.
Making up a story. This is how you get into your imagination, right? When you go into a session, it's fun. You want to go into your sessions, your QHHT session. If you have one coming up, go in with an open mind of, I'm going to get very creative. I'm going
It's going to be fun. I mean, yeah, don't have attachments to it, of like you're talking about attachment to the outcome or anything. So we say no expectations, just go in and have fun. See where it goes.
Yeah. Should we see where it goes for Julia? Okay, Julia, you're standing in front of a path, and the path splits in two different directions. Which way do you go?
Left.
Okay, so you're going left. What do you see?
If it's like this, so I'm going out.
Tell me about that path. What does it look like?
It's just a dirt path in a field. It's really just, there's not a lot of distinction. It's just dirt. And it's, you know, it's wide enough for me to walk on. It's smooth. It's not bumpy. Nice and smooth.
The path is smooth. Hello. The path is smooth. Okay.
That's and easy to walk on.
Where does it take you?
Now I'm like, okay, where? Now, where are we going? Where are we going? Because it's just like it goes this way, and it's just more of the same. It kind of goes in there like this, and it's just it's nothing exciting. It's just a plain path. It's just a nice, smooth path walking, going through.
Oh, yeah. Give us your
okay.
topic.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Our producer is telling us he has a topic. And also Brian in the chat room is.
Okay. Perfect. But it's like, it's more the, so, and I know that's more of the same whenever you keep seeing things like that. It's, I don't see challenges. I just see.
Yes. He says, you two get into any hijinks in high school? That's like sneaking out to party in a graveyard. No, wait, no, I did.
No, I can believe you didn't. I was a good girl. Okay.
No, I wasn't drinking. I wasn't drinking. Because if you don't know, I'm allergic to alcohol. So yeah, I don't drink. You
weren't doing that.
Huh?
Yeah, so you weren't doing that.
I wasn't doing that. No, I thought you said work on that. And I'm like, I don't need to. I don't want it. But, okay. Goody two shoes. I never. Oh, you're not a goody two shoe. I know better than that. Okay. So we have this graveyard not very far from the house. Should I talk in a spookier voice?
Yeah, do that.
The graveyard is very, very old. Like some of the graves are marked with little crosses, and that's it. And they're old. And they're like 1800s old. And so I have to say, I think this was more my adult life. I'm not gonna lie. I think I was in my early 20s when we did this. And we went into the graveyard at night and it was a foggy night because, you know, you want the full experience, right? So it's foggy night. And I think there was like three or four of my friends with me, all of us girls, real smart, right? This is like a nightmare movie story waiting to happen. It's like, run towards a chainsaw, Tracy.
Yeah, but have you noticed when you put a group of girls together, they will do things that are more daring than they would ever do by themselves or with guys, probably. You know, just something about several girls together.
Right? And nobody maintained at the, now they maintain it, but back then nobody maintained, oh, I got to get back in the voice. Nobody maintained the cemetery.
Ooh.
So all the grass was tall.
It was really creepy.
Yeah. And we had our flashlights and we would shine them on things. And then one of the girls let somebody else know we were going to do that. The boys, right? So what did the boys do? They came out to the cemetery too, but we didn't know. So they were waiting. And end of the story, we all screamed a lot. And then I think I might have hit somebody. No, I didn't hit anybody. Anyway, But it was a really old, creepy cemetery. It had big old trees growing around it too. So you had to go into this wooded area to even get to
perfect
it.
Haunted.
Oh my God. And now they mow it and they take care of it and maintain it. But I'll tell you what, it is still creepy in there because of all the tall, shadowy trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there's my cemetery story.
Mm-hmm. What was the last thing?
Oh, Alice knew which one I was talking about. Alice lives out by me.
Ah.
Oh, Harrison Cemetery. Yes. There's a few creepy ones out of the way, I will tell you that.
Did you see his funny line here?
No, what did he say?
To be fair, who wants to work the graveyard shift? Literally.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Okay, so let's go back into the audience did have a question here. Brian would like to know, well, he was saying many people reporting exhaustion, tiredness the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about the reset and the pause and the possibilities of what if, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Have? And that has been the case. But I've noticed that now yesterday? It's like I'm starting to feel like I have energy and I can take on projects now. So I'm wondering if anybody else is feeling that. It's like that part, you know, it's like I just don't even want to get out of bed. It's like stay in bed. If you feel that tired, take naps. It's okay. You know, our bodies are trying to catch up with vibrational shifts. But I'm wondering if anybody else is feeling that, where it's like it's almost like we entered a new phase of something, or my sign did. I don't know. If I'm the only one, then it might be my thing. You know, like your house of, well, that you are looking at new projects. So I guess you are, you know. Yeah. So it's like there's energy there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of take it as that. Like, I feel like there was this stagnation going on, you know, physically in the house. The countertops needed revamped. They weren't getting attention. The floor needed redone. It wasn't getting the attention that it needed. So these areas in my life that maybe aren't getting the attention they need, right? Because the house is me.
Yeah.
Or it could be my kids too. The house is the kids, but we're all living there. So as a family unit, it's fun because in October we kind of redid the family room and we got a different TV in there and it might be big. It's kind of big. And so we're like, I mean, I got a really good deal on it. And I was like, this is kind of cool. And it would be fun to watch it on something bigger. Mm-hmm. And so put the new TV up. And this is the first time I ever did one of those wall mount, TVs on the wall. And so it sits up higher. So it's easier for everyone to be able to see it. I mean, it turned out nice. And the boys helped me put that together. And so every night now we've been watching TV in the family room together.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that was worth it. You know, it was like all this work that went into revamping the family room and rearranging it a bit. And so then that kind of kick-started, well, what else needs revamped?
Really? You know?
Yeah. So this is the family room and we revamped it. And now the family's spending more time together. Mm-hmm. So revamping the kitchen, maybe more nutritious foods that will be coming in. I don't know, something healthier, whatever. However,
yeah, because you want to do more if your kitchen looks nice, you know, and it functions better.
It does. Mm-hmm. And then the dining room and the living room, we almost never use those rooms. And so, and I'm going to have to get new furniture in there because part of getting stuff out and doing taking things, hauling things off was getting rid of some of the furniture that had been sitting in there. So old couch, like, I don't know, 15 years old and, you know, family, dogs, kids, cats growing up.
Yeah.
It's time to go. It was time to go. So now I need some new furniture too. So that's going to be interesting. But, you know, and here's the fun part. Everything I need to create that is happening. So whatever resources I need to put in, the furniture is going to show up. The people that, literally the guy that's working on this came and knocked on my door.
I mean, can it get any easier than that?
We had something sitting on the curb from our initial purge, the first purge. And he was like, hey, what are you guys doing with that? And I was like, oh, yeah, you can have that. We're going to give it to the scrap metal guy. But, you know, he hasn't responded yet. So go ahead and take some of that. Mm-hmm. So he did. And in that process, I have this, I don't know if I talked about this already on the show, but I have this sign on my front door that says, no soliciting, please, really don't ring the bell. It'll make it awkward for everyone or something. So he's saying, I almost didn't ring your bell because I knock on the door because I saw your sign and I was like, oh, I'm glad you did. You can have that. And then we started talking, found out he was a contractor. I was like, oh, how busy are you? So I was like, I got projects. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that got that started. So literally it was time, right? The person even shows up on my front door.
Can't make it any easier.
I'm just going to show up at your front door and you're going to figure out I can do this stuff. So yeah. And it just starts manifesting. So that's very, it's very fun. And one of my classmates, I may or may not have kept his picture when I was going through the boxes. He's a contractor and he's always posting these pictures of all the projects that he was doing. And that's what kind of got me going, I want to redo my house. I want to do that. That looks neat. I wonder if I should contact him. But at the same time, I'm not sure where he lives compared to where I live. Like, I think he might've moved. Anyway, so that kind of got that ball rolling in the manifest.
You got your mind.
Got my wheels turning. And now projects are happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
And fast. So it was like, well, I can have it done by now, by next week. You can.
Yeah.
All right.
But so, that's how it works when you're in that flow. It will come fast when it's all right timing, you know, and you work with it. And it's like, oh my gosh, this happened so fast, but not realize, see, there's all these preparatory things that were going on behind the scenes, making it look like it just, thought of it and here we go.
All the synchronicities at play. Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, back to, the energy shifting. So yeah, I don't know, Brian, if your energy shifted yet. I know that I talked to him a while, not that long ago, and we were talking about the energy shifting, but yeah, I think that I personally think that it depends on where we're at astrologically with what's going on. So it's like, how does what's going on planetary, you know, in the astrology for the planet, how does that merge with your personal chart? And that's going to tell you where you're at in the journey. But I think it hits us all different, right?
It does hit us all differently. And there's like, there's different influences there, but I feel like a big part of the energy, you know, like if you're feeling very tired, it has to do with, you know, we're shifting frequencies and then the body's just trying to catch up. And so that's where we just have to, you know, if you feel tired, go ahead and lay down, rest, do whatever. Allow, be kind to yourself. That they've told me that so many times. Be kind to yourself and allow yourself to shift through this. Don't put demands. It's like, oh my gosh, you should be able to do this. You should. It's like your body is trying to, there's a lot of stuff going on here. And so allow it to happen and it'll all catch up and then you'll be a whole new being and you'll be surprised at what's going on then. So
Have you noticed a lot of people I'm noticing people are shifting. I don't want to necessarily say their diet because they might be eating the same thing, but how they're eating, like less consumption, or maybe they're like in my house, my son, my older son is eating different. And I don't even know if he realizes he's eating different.
I've noticed that I am.
Fun is to watch.
I'm not around any other people right now when they're eating. So
you set the intention to do that. And you're doing great, by the way. But and maybe that's why I'm noticing his, because we had talked about it a few times. But I noticed that, you know, he just keeps slimming down. And he's kind of a heavier set kid. So he keeps slimming down. And are you working out or something? He goes, no. And I was like, what are you doing different? He goes, nothing. So I was watching him and he's eating different. And I just don't think he even notices that he's eating different. But you know, like when he's actually full, he stops eating, puts it in the fridge or whatever. And 3 days later, I'll throw it out. But it's interesting. Behaviors are changing. And you know, it's just been fun for me to be observer. I love that role. You know, I love to just watch people and behavior shifts and changes. And I mean,
do you know why you're doing what you're doing? And they're like, what am I doing? It's like, well, I just wondered if you knew. I know, but I just wondered if you knew.
Right? So I had that conversation with Josh. I said, when was the last time you got on the scale? And he goes, I don't know. It's been a couple months. And so I sent him up and he lost like 30 pounds.
Wow.
He's like, wow. He goes, I thought your scale was wrong. So I got off, come back on, you know, he's like, what?
Right.
And that's exciting because it's not like he's in tears trying to change his diet and get on a treadmill and go work out or do the things.
Right. He's just in the flow.
He's in the flow. He's having fun with some things. He's getting creative in certain areas and, you know, a lot of things are shifting and changing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's fun. Okay. Now, Judy, did you mean to put, we haven't eaten meat? Okay. We have eaten no meat for 2 weeks or for weeks. Yeah. A lot of people talk about that too. I've had people, clients talk to me about their shift in what they're eating.
Yeah. And that's what I can't say this enough. It's like, let it happen naturally. You know, I don't doubt a bit that you're going to see that shift happen, but let it happen naturally. If you try to push yourself to do it, and then it's a drudgery, and it's like the emotions, trying to force yourself to not have an emotion. If you try to force yourself to be, because I've got to do this in order to ascend, it's like if you're doing that, you're not in the flow of it. You're not, you know, just let it happen. Like you're saying, Josh, he's not even aware that he's doing it and it's just happening. It will happen. Just let it be the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and because whatever you're doing is fine. You know, there is no one right way. They told me early on when mom was starting to get those messages, you know, through people. And I firmly believe it was for those people. It's like, okay, they shouldn't be eating these or whatever. You know, it's like, let the meats go. And that's where she was getting all these diet kind of guidelines.
Yeah.
And then people said, oh, I have to eat this way. I have to eat this way. And I just kept hearing like, I needed protein. I needed meat, you know, and that's what they were telling me. Like, you have to have it right now. So I'm okay. And that's what I took from that is you have to follow your own guidance.
Yeah.
It will shift. You will know when it's time to do things. And when you do that way, then it's easy. It's in the flow again, you know.
I think that should be our theme.
Working with your body. You're with everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were cutting out. Sorry. I think I talked over you because you cut out and I thought you stopped talking.
You cut out. So that was you. I didn't cut out.
I did it. It was me. So we're both talking. Sorry, audience. And like Judy's saying in here, she says it was a natural evolution, and it is. That's what people are finding, is that you know, they're just drawn to this new way.
Absolutely.
Okay, so intuitive eating. Kara's saying intuitive eating and vibrational eating. It's so true. There's, you know, and that seems to be a message too, like for me personally, like you were talking about your personal information, I was asked a question. Do we need to like eat high vibrational foods or whatever? And it became so clear in my head when that question was asked that, well, what deems it high vibrational? Is it because you don't know, you know, if the food that you're eating was picked by somebody that was angry, you know, or, you know, it doesn't, you know where I'm going with that, but what deems it high vibrational? And with anything, our intentions create.
Yeah. It's your thoughts about it. It's your intentions. Exactly. And that's why it could be what's deemed the worst food you could ever eat. But if you have good thoughts about it and you're like, oh, this is wonderful for me, then it will be wonderful for you. You know, it's just how it works. But if you ever, you know, and that's why those diets, like, oh, I can't eat that, or oh, this is, I'm eating this, it's really bad for me. Well, then what effect is it going to have? Come on.
Yeah. There was a phrase that was used this week that we, again, our words are so powerful. Well, I need this.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, changing the frequency, changing those vibrations. What do you, when you say that, if you think about it as a conversation with the universe, and you're putting information out there, the wanting, the needing, and those types of things, and the universe says, okay, and then brings you those things. They have to mirror back to you the way that you're putting your your vibration out.
Right.
So that you can see what's happening. And it's like, yep, you need that. Okay, so here's more reasons to need that.
Yes.
Oh, you want mm-hmm. that? Okay, so here's more reasons to want that. And this is why it's so important for all of us to bring in exactly what we mean. Like, I have this.
I am this. This is now.
This is being created for me right now. Mm-hmm. This is already in the works. It's already happening. Mm-hmm. I have this. So very important, the words we're using, the way it's coming in. Think about the universe. I think it was Neil Donald Walsh that I watched where he said, God always says yes. God always says yes. And it's mm-hmm. just, it's been my little mm-hmm. basket of goodies because.
Yeah, so that's where you have to be, you know, watch what you're asking because it will always be yes.
Yeah, yeah. So if you need or want, yes, you do. Mm-hmm. If you have, yes, you do.
Yes,
so
you do.
Think about that. Okay, so I know we're rounding up on our time here. So let's talk just really quick. We got a reunion coming up.
We do. So exciting. In February. Yeah, it's a QHHT practitioner reunion. But you don't have to be a practitioner to come and join us. No. And it will be in Kauai, Hawaii. Kauai, Hawaii. I love saying that. February 2nd to the 6th. And so much fun. We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Yeah. So if you can, in Hawaii, oh my gosh, what a wonderful place to be in February. Really.
Mm-hmm. And, yep.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have so much, you know, all the gathering of us. Yeah. We'll have activities that we do. And we're going to do some like Lemurian kind of things because it's known that Kauai is part of Lemuria.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So we'll bathe in the Lemurian vibes.
I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, but you can get all the information you want on it at qhhtofficial.com. It's on that homepage. You'll see where to start clicking to get the information. And then same goes as like, if you would like to know how to become a practitioner, or if you would like to maybe have a session, go to qhhtofficial.com and you can get all that information there.
Everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And how can they find you, Tracy?
You can find me on qhhofficial.com, qhhtofficial.com, as a practitioner, or you can come to tracymahan.com. I make it real easy. Myname.com.
Yep.
And you can just click and schedule right online there. So I'm in Portland, by the way, Portland, Oregon, just outside of Portland. I shouldn't make it sound like I'm in Portland. So that's the airport you'd fly into because, you know, if you want to fly in, you can. But yeah, so if you're in the Oregon, Portland area, that's where I'm at. If you want to come take a little vacation, do that. Lots of beautiful things to see here. And it's rainy season. So why wouldn't you?
Oh, yay!
Actually, today was beautiful. It was really nice. The last few days have been really nice.
Wonderful. And,
yeah. Brian saying QHHT is life-changing for sure. He is a practitioner with us. That's part of why I talked to him this week. A lot of you guys in here in the chat, you are practitioners. Absolutely love you guys. Hope to get to see you in Hawaii. It's going to be a great trip. See
yeah.
if you can manifest that. Manifest it. And if you want to share spaces, there's people in the Hawaii Facebook page. There is a Facebook page for it.
A group. Uh-huh. There's a Facebook group page. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's people in there that if you want to share or do something like that to save on costs, that's the place to go find it. Okay. Yes. All right. I think we're kicking us off. So
pretty soon. pretty quick. So yeah, we can go ahead and wind it down. I love you guys. You guys are fantastic. And we will not be here next week because we have a holiday here in the Americas. And so we'll be eating.
Yes. It's an eating holiday.
Yes.
It's one that we look forward to and dread at the same time. Yeah.
No, we just look forward to it. Let's just look forward to it this year. How about watch our words?
Watch our words. That's right. And yes, and really, really enjoy all that food that's wonderful for my body.
Yes.
Yes. And all the movement I'm going to do to burn off that food.
So it'll be anything to burn off because it will just work with your system so beautifully.
Yeah. I'm bringing the green bean casserole. What are you guys bringing? Oh, we need to get in here. And he's Thanksgiving is different without siblings around. Well, I don't know if that's good or bad, but yeah, manifest your siblings. Bring them in through Skype, or not Skype, but you know, the video. What's the iPhone one? FaceTime?
FaceTime.
FaceTime them. I'm tired of this already. Let's go. I got to go finish my kitchen. See ya.
There you go. Bye.
Bye, everyone.